رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نہ آنا، کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہے چند رانے والے، کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہے چند رانے والے. سیدی اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ is passing a very important message. He is warning us about the attack of the nafs, of our carnal desires. What he says, Raza, inner self desire is your enemy. So never be deceived by it. Dam mein na aana, never ever be deceived by the inner desire. Kahan tumne dekhe hai chandrane wale, where have you ever got to see such deceitful pretenders? Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a wali, and we all know that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a great imam and a great mujaddid. He is a reformer. Ashiqi Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he is still addressing himself, he is still telling himself, oh Raza. Yet he is an imam, he is a wali, he is a leader, he is such a great personality, Allahu Akbar. But he is reminding himself, he says, oh Raza, the inner desire is your enemy. So never be deceived by it. Subhanallah, look at who is saying this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is reminding us of our desires. We should bear in mind this warning of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as even in this time, we find many who have become slaves of their desires. We follow our nafs, we follow our desires in this day and time. People follow their addictions and ignore the restrictions. Things that we are addicted to, we love the temptation, we get taken away by the lust of this world. We don't follow shari'at, rather we follow our tabi'at. We follow what our nafs, our desires tells us to do. Whereas the pious predecessors, the pious awliya and salihin, they used to follow the sharia, they used to follow the hukum and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commandments of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This nafs, this desire, this carnal desire from the inside, which always tricks us and teaches us to do the wrong things. Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is warning all the lovers of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this couplet. O you who follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O you who claim to be a true believer and a true Muslim, never ever fall for the tricks of your desires, for it is this desires which will take you to the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. So beautifully he had taught us and reminded us to abstain from following our carnal desires, and rather we should follow the sharia of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the deceit of